You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Say it like I have China coming here. A lot of people say, who's the toughest one to deal with? Is it China, sir? Is it China? Is it Vietnam? I said, no, actually, it's Canada.
The idea that Canada is more of a threat than Russia and China. Russia is committing a genocide in Ukraine and trying to steal their land while undermining us and funding Iran. All right, everybody, we have talked about Mad King Theory on the Adam Mockler feed multiple times, and I want to expand on it a bit today because Trump is hitting new lows. Just to recap, Mad King Theory states that there is a threshold where a president becomes more consumed with aesthetics and paranoia than the needs of everyday problems facing the people that he governs. For example, if a president is more focused on ballrooms and reflecting pools and helipads than the actual economy and inflation and wars, they are likely a mad king under Mad King Theory. Or when their governing starts to look less like public service for the people and more like a monarch redesigning his kingdom day after day after day, that is Mad King Theory. And we are seeing that with Donald Trump over the past year or so, I mean, for a while. But really, over the past 2 weeks, he has started a war with Canada, a trade war where he's renaming different sites. He renames Lake Ontario to Lake America, kind of like how he renamed the Kennedy Center to the Trump Kennedy Center. To him, it's a like display of dominance and legacy to be able to rename things. But while he is starting this trade war with Canada, he is becoming increasingly soft on Russia, China, and North Korea. I'm not making this up. Trump made a post on Truth Social about a month ago saying that he's done with military in South Korea to help them out. He thinks that Kim Jong-un is nice to him, and he's done trying to be mean to Kim Jong-un. Like, dog, Kim Jong-un represses his people. North Korea is an authoritarian, dictatorial country. And I guess that's why Donald Trump likes it. As usual, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you drop a like. I'm about to go on a nice dinner date with my girlfriend and have a nice night. We are going to spend every single day, today, tomorrow, the day after, pushing back against the fascism in this country while continuing to try to enjoy life. So make sure you subscribe below if you want to join Mockler Media, a bunch of young people pushing for a better future at a time when our leaders have it inversed. Listen to this clip of Trump claiming that Canada is a greater threat to the U.S. than Russia and China. Just listen.
Say it like I have China coming here. A lot of people say, who's the toughest one to deal with? Is it China, sir? Is it China? Is it Vietnam? I said, no, actually, it's Canada. Canada has felt emboldened. They had presidents that didn't know what was happening. Not only the last one, all of them. I mean, they just were taken into. Our country's been taken advantage of by Canada.
Sorry, it glitched out there and his lips weren't matching his mouth, but man, that was a load of bullshit. The idea that Canada is more of a threat than Russia and China. Russia is committing a genocide in Ukraine and trying to steal their land while undermining us and funding Iran. China is also funding Iran and similarly committing a genocide against Uyghurs in that country, the Uyghur Muslims. I guess Donald Trump doesn't care about genocides. He still supports Netanyahu every single day. But let me just continue. Former U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll reportedly met with Trump to inform him that the Iran war was making it impossible to achieve foreign policy goals. For a normal leader, this would be a threshold where they pull back the war and they realize they are harming our national security. But for Trump, reportedly, Trump talked exclusively about his ballroom in response, causing Driscoll to resign, believing the admin was doomed. We have top admirals quitting. We have people resigning. We have top admirals being fired based off of their race because Donald Trump is a mad king. His priorities have visibly shifted from getting reelected to now just maintaining and gripping onto power by rigging the midterms and redesigning DC and now certain lakes and bodies of water. His priorities have never actually been helping the American people, and that is proved with what he's been posting lately. Just yesterday, on September 7th of 2026, Donald Trump posts, "The United States of America and its all of these different countries. I mean, I see Canada, I see Greenland, I see Iceland. He's trying to lay claim to a bunch of territories. And this was so bad that Iceland had to summon a U.S. ambassador after Trump made this post showing an American flag covering the island. Iceland's government called in the U.S. ambassador on Monday after President Trump posted a map showing the Nordic nation blanketed by the American flag. Trump, who has previously pushed to take over Greenland and Canada, posted an image to Truth Social. This is the image. It gets even worse. He then posted this video about Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada. It says, "Get up, Governor," basically implying he's going to be the governor of a 51st state. He's hitting him. Dude, wait, this is batshit crazy. It's Trump just beating the shit out of Mark Carney. I can't even believe that the President of the United States is posting this. Hey, can we post this towards like Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un or anybody who actually deserves it? Vladimir Putin is invading Ukraine. Netanyahu is invading the West Bank and killing people in Gaza. Yet you're going after Mark Carney, somebody who is a very, very experienced economist, politician, very smart. Trump then posts this AI slop video that you've seen already of a bunch of geese walking together with his haircut and guns, and it says Lake America. Say it with me, everybody. Mad King theory. He is a mad king, and this is proven every single day by his juvenile, infantile posts. What about this? Trump stepping off Marine after raging against Canada on Truth Social. When he steps off Marine One, he looks angry. He is screaming. He is a mad king, yelling at the people around him. In a moment, you'll see that he steps off and he looks just awful. He looks pale in the face. He's screaming and he refuses to even salute. He doesn't salute. He just walks off. This would be like a 2-week fucking scandal under any other Democratic administration, under Biden, under Obama, but people under Trump are ignoring it. But they're not. People are starting to realize.
But what's the purpose of changing the name?
Oh, could distract you from the fact that we're in a war that we can't win in Iran? Like, doesn't make any sense. Like, who cares? It's Lake Ontario. Well, it's a good name. We've had that name forever.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like these politicians now, they love to solve a problem. Like, they love to, like, make up a problem for themselves to solve so you feel like they're doing stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, because I don't understand what we get out of that. Was that like, fuck Canada? Is that what that is?
You know what's really wild? Like, these lakes, right?
That's actually a really good point that we just heard. What Donald Trump always does is he manufactures a problem, then acts like he's solving it. Before we move on to this next clip of Trump talking about his helipad, I want to give an example. Remember when he put tariffs on a bunch of different countries and products, just blanket tariffs, and it spiked the cost of everything? About 2 weeks ago, he announced that he was importing a bunch of beef that he has artificially made lower. So he's making this big, bold, grand announcement that he's lowering the price of beef, basically because he raised the price of beef with his tariffs. He makes these big, bold announcements that the tariffs are being repealed when he was the one who put the tariffs on in the first place. Or how about this? The Strait of Hormuz is open, everybody. Well, it was open before you started the war with Iran. You're just basically causing problems and acting like you're fixing them while the Mad King continues to work on his helipad.
In fact, instead of being on grass now, they'll be using that almost like a table. They can have events on it. They can have people go there for cocktails and then walk to the ballroom after that's finished. We can have really incredible. This is unbelievable for state. Without even having to go into the White House, they get out of the car on the, you know, beautiful new roadway. They get out of the car and they walk down this path onto that, and they can have cocktails and everything outside of the White House. And then they go into the ballroom. Even the military, they can use it like that. And we have, in fact, instead of being...
Are we joking here? This is the most out-of-touch president ever. I mean, what do you call it when a president spends more energy perfecting the aesthetics of his Capitol building and White House and all of this, and protecting his own personal image and legacy rather than addressing the material concerns of ordinary Americans? I would call that Mad King theory. Or when the president is less focused on actually governing the country and wants to focus on his, like, ballrooms and his golden aesthetics. Here's a clip where he's asked about Charlie Kirk a few months back. This has 27 million views on Twitter. Somebody says, "My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. How are you holding up?" And he responds, "Very good. By the way, did you see all the trucks? They just started the construction of the ballroom."
My condolences on the loss of the French family. And I ask for a question, how are you holding up over the last 3.5 days?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about a...
I'm sorry if it's hard to hear due to the, you know, helicopter in the background, Marine One, but the reporter goes, how are you holding up after Kirk? And he immediately goes, I think good. By the way, did you see the trucks? We're building the ballroom. He does it again here, but with a different topic. Somebody says, you know, how much are you focused on the pockets of the American people? And he says, not at all. This time he says he's focused on the Iran war, but let me see the date for this. The date for this was... basically 111 days ago. This was 4 months ago. We haven't gotten out of this war. This was early May.
When you're negotiating with Iran, Mr. President, to what extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about American financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all. That's the only thing that motivates.
Mad King theory. I am telling you, the reflecting pool has been his main priority, and he's not even good at doing this shit. He's not even good at building things. We have spent $15 to $20 million on this reflecting pool, and this is what it currently looks like in D.C. I am not joking. They had to drain it. They had to paint it, rebuild it, then drain it again, because it was a complete failure. You cannot make this shit up. You can't make up the fact that Trump is screaming aboard Marine One because everything is failing. And you can't make up the fact that Donald Trump was tweeting at Barack Obama back in 2011, hey, in order to get elected, Obama will start a war. Obama won't be able to get a deal. Obama's likely going to begin to bomb Iran because he can't negotiate a deal. Here we are. We need to keep hammering this stuff home. He is an absolute dipshit. He has torn up a lot of Obama's legacy, with Iran at least, in that regard, because he thought he could do better, and he can't. It is a failure, and now he's more focused on, you know, beautifying his surroundings and being paranoid than anything else. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Let's stop the Mad King. Let's keep pushing forward. Subscribe below, and peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.